when Graham lost his voice, I said to all my friends and family, get a recording of your husband or boyfriend, because my God, did I miss that good night, I love you. That was horrendous, not having his voice.
Hi guys, it's good to see you. Hi Graham, hi Zoe. This is Ross.
The most frustrating thing for Graham at the moment is that people are treating him like he's brain dead when he's not. The key thing is that he can say just a quick statement whenever the urge comes across.
Hello.
Here's me, Graham, sitting with my daughter Louisa. Yeah, usual self, just like at home.
Not supposed to throw stones at the video camera.
Dad, say something.
I'm knackered.
And it's really nice looking at these lovebirds, huh?
It's just amazing to actually see what he's really like.
Or what he used to be like.
Yeah, it's still, but he's still, like, he's still there.
Just he can't get it out.
Yeah.
It's 1:45 and I think I've written the code.
I definitely felt a very, very strong emotional connection to this story. He could be like your dad or your brother or anyone.
We found clips of you and your own voice from the home videos that we've dug out the attic, so that they're actually you. We went through about 50 hours of footage. It was really nice for us actually to hear you speak and see you move, and that was really great. All right, Graham, over to you, I guess.
I love you,
Zoe. Oh, what are you getting present here? I'm here. I don't care what you say.
A well-earned rest and a drink.
Thank you, guys.